This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Parliamentarians draw government's attention towards SPP draft in the meeting of the House of Representatives. Provincial governments to unveil annual budget today. And people in Pakistan urged to drink fewer cups of tea to keep country's economy afloat. Now, the news in detail. The major opposition party, CPN-UML, has drawn the serious attention of the government towards the draft of the United States of America's State Partnership Program, SPP, that Nepal is supposed to sign. UML's parliamentarian Pradeep Kumar Gewali blamed the Nepal government considering signing the SPP would spur geopolitical conflict in the country. Seeking special time in today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Gewali, also former Minister for Foreign Affairs, demanded with the government to clarify the draft of the SPP made public. He argued that Nepal should not conduct or be involved in any activities that would breach the independent and balanced foreign policy of Nepal. Similarly, during the meeting, Nepali Congress Member of Parliament Gagan Thapa said that Nepal should not participate in the U.S. proposed state partnership program, which is in the strategic interest of a powerful nation and against the constitution of Nepal. He said that Nepal would work with all the powerful nations, but Nepal should not participate in any program involving the army, and demanded that the Prime Minister should answer the issue of the SPP agreement in the parliament. All seven provinces are gearing up to announce their annual budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2022-23 today, on the date set by the Intergovernmental Fiscal Management Act 2017. The sub-national bodies have almost concluded their preparations for the budget, and most of them have raised the estimates of income and expenditure for the coming year that begins on July 17. The federal government has allocated rupees 429.8 billion, which is 24% of the total budget, for the fiscal transfer to the province and local bodies. Nepal Chamber of Commerce, NCC, has called the attention of Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma to implement its suggestions through the budget. NCC has demanded the withdrawal of the decision to increase tax on electrical vehicles and the revocation of the reference price by recognizing the LC and the banking transaction value. Likewise, NCC has said the additional customs and excise duty on electrical vehicles were not practical in the context of the announcement through the budget of building a self-reliant economy through the use of electricity produced within the country. The chamber has also drawn the attention of the government to create an environment where the private sector would be able to carry out business in easy way by maintaining the balance of payment, systematizing the import and encouraging exports. Nepal has registered a win over Oman in the ICC World Cup Cricket League 2. Nepal defeated Oman by 7 wickets in the match held at Musa Stadium in Houston, Texas, of the United States of America. Nepal's Karan Keshi alone took 5 wickets for registering a win over Oman. Oman elected to bat first after winning the toss and managed to collect 163 runs, losing all its wickets in 46.5 overs. Nepal made the 164-run target in 33.1 overs at the loss of 3 wickets. Opener batsman duo of Nepal, Kusal Bhurtel and Asif Sheikh, partnered for a century for Nepal. Bhurtel made 56 runs facing 75 balls, while Asif Sheikh collected 62 runs in 86 balls. In bowling, Karan Keshi took 5 wickets, Captain Sandeep Lamichhane took 3 wickets, and Sompal Kami and Dipendra Singh Airy took 1 wicket each. With this win, Nepal has climbed to the 5th position in the score table, collecting 15 points by winning 7 of the 15 matches it has played so far. Nepal will play against the host team USA at 9:15 tonight in its next match. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the monsoon wind has its general impact in province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province at present. The local wind and the east-west low-pressure system that has developed over Uttar Pradesh and Bihar of India have their influence on the rest of the provinces. There will be generally to completely cloudy in province number 1, Madhes and Bagmati province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the provinces due to the impact of this weather system. Light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is taking place in province number 1, Madhes and Bagmati provinces. The same weather condition will prevail tonight as well. The weather is cloudy and light rainfall is taking place in some parts of the Kathmandu Valley since the morning. The maximum temperature in Kathmandu was recorded at 29.7 degrees Celsius and the minimum at 19.5 degrees Celsius in the last 24 hours with 55 millimeters of rain. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. People in Pakistan have been asked to reduce the amount of tea they drink to keep the country's economy afloat. Senior Minister Ahsan Iqbal said sipping fewer cups a day would cut Pakistan's high import bills. The country's low foreign currency reserves, currently enough for fewer than 2 months of all imports, have left in urgent need of funds. Pakistan is the world's largest importer of tea, buying in more than 600 million worth last year. The plea came as Pakistan's foreign currency reserves continue to fall rapidly, putting pressure on the government to cut high import costs and keep funds in the country. Likewise, Sri Lanka is giving government officials an extra day off a week to encourage them to grow food amid fears of a food shortage. The country has around 1 million public sector employees. It comes as the island nation, home to around 22 million people, faces its worst economic crisis in more than 70 years. Sri Lanka is struggling to pay for critical imports such as food, fuel and medicine as it faces a severe shortage of foreign currencies. Late on Monday, the government approved a proposal for public sector workers to be given leave every Friday for the next 3 months. It said the decision was partly to help workers who are facing difficulties getting to work due to fuel shortages, as well as to encourage them to grow fruit and vegetables to help feed themselves and their families. For the first time, a humanitarian corridor is being opened in Subrodonetsk, the Ukrainian city which is now bearing the brunt of the fighting. The Russian army has said it will last for 12 hours from 8 a.m. Moscow time with the people taken north to the occupied territories. The city has been effectively cut off from the rest of the Ukraine since Russian troops blew up a number of key bridges. Yet, despite the loss of the bridges, Ukrainian forces say they are also still trying to evacuate civilians. There are believed to be about 12,000 people remaining in the city, which is in the eastern Luhansk region. Before the war, it was home to around 100,000 people. Previous humanitarian corridors attempted in places like the port city of Mariupol in the south have struggled to stay open. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Parliamentarians draw government's attention towards SPP draft in the meeting of the House of Representatives. Provincial governments to unveil annual budget today, and people in Pakistan urged to drink fewer cups of tea to keep country's economy afloat. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.